The top five on the Rokan Show. Five. Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show, sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right, we'll do exactly that. Top five most important or entertaining or significant things that happened in the audio world in the last 24 hours.
Number five.
So the governor says that he sees no reason to halt the state's automatic voter registration system after hundreds of non-citizens were mistakenly registered to vote. State automatically registered people when they applied for a driver's license, part of the Motor Voter Act that was passed here in Illinois. That's a state-by-state act that has been offered to states for the last, has been encouraged for states to adopt for the last 20 years by Democrats, unless the you can opt out when you go, but you have to ask to opt out. You have to go and say, hey, I want a new driver's license, but I don't want to vote through that. And who would do that? Unless, of course, you know, you're not from, you understand the rules, you're not from the United States, you're like, I don't want to get in trouble for that. He said that an error had resulted in the data of 574 people who self-identified as non-citizens to be sent to state elections officials to be registered to vote. The governor said that the problem, it's all fixed now, all fixed.
The glitch that was found by the Secretary of State's office and that was investigated has been overcome, it appears, and this automatic voter registration bill that passed, the law that's in place, was a bipartisan effort. Everybody here, Republicans and Democrats, wants to make sure that it works, and we're working very hard to ensure that it's a smooth rollout across government and that the glitch that was discovered is fully taken care of.
You know, JB's only been governor now. He's going on his second year as governor, and it's interesting. He's learned to do the political two-step right there. That was a lateral slide, a rhetorical lateral slide, because the glitch is solved because they got to have the real ID now. When you go to the Secretary of State's office to get your driver's license, you got to get the real ID. And in order to get the real ID, you have to show them a birth certificate, or you got to show them your passport, all things that would indicate that you're an American citizen. So it by de facto takes care of itself. It is not, or default, I would say. Yes, that's what I meant. Default. I knew it had the D and F. By default, it's finished. It's taken care of. But that doesn't actually accommodate the people who are trying to go get the IDs before the real ID became the way that you're going to update your driver's license. So it's just one of those situations where the political winds, you know, have been blowing back and forth between Republicans and Democrats about this, and Democrats wanted it, and Republicans said, no, we don't want it because illegals are going to be able to vote and blah, 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 and the Democrats are going to cheat. Now this happens, and it proves the point that Republicans were trying to make. Even if it was an accident, it's politically not going to get played like that. So, there you go. People got to be more careful, unless it was a plot. And I'm not above plots at this point.
Number four.
WGN's political report got an inside look over recent clashes between the City Council's Black Caucus and Mayor Lightfoot. One of the issues that the Black Caucus had with the lack of pot licenses in the community, this was Alderman Beal.
We have to stop looking out for self-interest and look out for the masses of our community. That's the only time you're going to see our communities turn around. When you see the Black Caucus stick together and put their self-interest to the side and stick together for the cause, you will see mountains moved in this city of Chicago.
Yeah, that's okay. I'll let you know when that's going to happen. Also, the study that visits the idea of giving gay and transgender-owned businesses a leg up on city contracts.
I'm in full support of rights for all people. Just say that, but first of all, I want to be clear on that. I just never knew that there was an issue related to gay and transgender LGBT rights as relates to contracting. A lot of the concerns were primarily for gay white males. You know, white males don't need set-asides, straight or gay.
That's Alderman Sawyer. All right. You can tell everybody's going to get along. Don't worry. Racial politics, identity politics, they're not alive and well in Chicago. I mean, fine. All right. We'll get to your three, your two, and your one, including a look at the Grammys, a tribute to Kobe Bryant, and a it's going to be an emotional one too, because I was like we were talking about before, hard to imagine how emotionally devastating this would have been to people. If 24 hours or 30 hours ago said, you know, like, what do you think about Kobe Bryant? I think a lot of Americans would be like, oh, yeah, okay, he was a basketball player and he retired. But then when he died tragically, it changed. It impacted so many people in such a real way. So we'll be exploring that as well, what the reasons are for that. Here is Lauren Lapka, in the meantime, telling us about the traffic and the weather. It's the Rokan Show, 720 WGN, the top 5-5, continuing right here. Thank you. Now, when I say we're locked, I mean I'm locked emotionally, too. All right, here we go. Top 5-5 continues. We worked our way up to
number 3.
Backstage at the 2020 Grammys Staples Center, Sheila E. spoke to the media following a star-studded tribute to Prince. Usher took Prince's place on vocals in a performance that also featured Sheila E. on percussion and FKA Twigs.
Take a few picture of you and I engaged in a kiss.
Okay, I'm hesitant to criticize this, but I must. I cannot stop myself. I'm watching this. By and large, the Grammys has become the best of all of the major award shows. It's the most entertaining of most of the award shows because it's musical performances. Back in the day, they used to have all of the people get up for every category. There's 80-some categories in the Grammys, and they would put 40 of them on television. 40 of them! It would go on for 4 hours, and it would be things you'd never heard of, and people making speeches you'd never heard of. Best Tejano Polka record. And then they would do Best Tejano Polka song, and there would be people up there wearing cowboy hats and clog shoes, and you're like, who are they? They finally figured it out. It's now all about actual real entertainers getting up and entertaining. It's a gigantic just musical concert. And that's the way it should be. And every once in a while, they give an award. So the tribute to Prince was something a lot of people were looking forward to. But it was originally supposed to be like a whole like group of people. And then it didn't work out that way. And Usher, I'm not going to take anything away from Usher. He's an amazingly talented guy. He's the triple threat, right? He's an actor. He's a singer. And he was on key. We could say that. The problem was, it was like a Las Vegas review. It was like he was up there. It was like I was watching Wayne Newton doing Prince. We didn't need that. Did not need that last night. I'd have much preferred her to be doing it. I don't know if anybody watched the Grammys. She is amazing. She's one of those ascendant artists that is so special. Who knows where to find her on the radio? That's the issue. She's one of those people that's kind of cross genre, and you're not sure what to do with her. But again, Usher, I'm sorry. Sorry, gotta say it.
Two thumbs up for Alicia Keys. Thought she was outstanding.
She should always be.
She should just be the permanent host.
Yes. And she just make her the host. That's it. Then we don't have to worry about hosts. And finally, and it also shows you how important it is to have a host. And she got kind of political last night.
For a minute, but not overly.
Yeah, but there was...
And she navigated the drama of losing Kobe Bryant, where the way she started the whole show.
Yes. Exactly.
So, I don't know if Ricky Gervais is handling that as well as Alicia Keys.
Right. He's actually the reason there shouldn't be hosts, is Ricky Gervais.
The complete opposite.
Right. She's the reason there should be hosts. Maybe she could do the Oscars now.
That's what I was thinking. Every major award show, Alicia Keys.
She's so talented, though. But you know what? But she's got that kind of hippie vibe going, too.
A little bit.
I don't really understand what that is. I want to have like positive vibrations for everybody. And I'm like, okay.
Barefoot while she plays the piano.
Yeah. It was really weird. Because she always seems stoned. Which is okay.
But she was relaxing me too, though. Because the whole day was so
bad.
Yeah.
It was very bad. All right. And then speaking of the Grammys, they get two of them here.
Number 2.
I'm not bad type. Make your mama sad type. Make your girlfriend mad type. Might seduce your dad type. I'm the bad guy. Duh.
Billie Eilish swept last night in the Grammys. Based on this song, the album that she produced with her brother, it is an incredible, her major debut release, her first major LP release. And now she's playing the United Center, right? She's on a stadium tour. She's 18 years old. She first hit when she was 16 years old. 4 years ago, when she was 14 years old, she was preparing to play for 50 people. Now, who could possibly have imagined that at a moment like this, like a year ago, could anybody imagine that she'd win the four major categories, sweeping them? She won Record of the Year, Album of the Year, Best New Artist, and Song of the Year.
Can I just say that I think Ariana deserves this? Thank You Next got me through some shit, and I think it deserves, like, more than anything in the world. I love you so much. I'm not going to waste your time. I'm really not. I love you. Thank you for this.
You know, we just make music in a bedroom together. We still do that, and they let us do that. And I just this is to all of the kids who are making music in their bedroom today. You're going to get one of these.
Wow. That's her brother, the producer of that. Phineas. Who knew? I learned so much last night. You know, that's the nice thing. You learn things when you watch the Grammys. You know, that's the old white guy. You like, you turn on the Grammys and go, oh, look at that. There's somebody named FKA Twigs. Who is that, honey? I just like imagining my mom. I'd like to actually force my mom to turn off Fox News and watch the Grammys and then have her run out of the house scared.
My dad leaves the room immediately if we ever put on an award show. Look at these damn Hollywood elitists. I'm like, okay. It's just an award show.
Yeah. All right, but then one of the weirder moments of the Grammys last night was the I don't know why they're promoting this so much, but the Osbournes are back now, right? You got Ozzy and Sharon on stage. And they were there to present the trophy for Best Rap Performance. But they were completely, like my mother might as well have been doing this, completely unfamiliar with anybody in the category.
The Grammy for Best Rap Song Performance. And the honorees are Hiya, DJ Khalid featuring Nipsey Hussle and John Legend. Drip Too Hard. Lil Baby and Gunna. Panini, Lil Nas X, Ballin', Mustard featuring Roddy Rich, The London, Young Thug featuring J. Cole and Travis Scott.
Who's Aaron? Who won Ballin'? Ballin', I like that. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Sometimes you just gotta do what you know. I mean, why don't they, you know? That was another low moment in the Grammys last night, which is otherwise a really great, really, really great television show. And the other really good television show to watch for award shows is the Tonys, except no one's ever seen any of those plays. But it's very entertaining because, you know, there's a lot of singing and the dancing and stuff. All right. Now do you think differently of me because I said that? That's what's happening right now. I can just feel it. All right. And finally,
number one.
Kobe Bryant was one of the greatest NBA players of all times. A superstar who transcended sports. Killed yesterday, as you know, in a helicopter crash in Southern California. 9 people died in that crash, including his daughter, his 13-year-old daughter. A lot of celebrities reeling from the loss. He'll be remembered as one of the greatest players of all times. And his resume speaks for itself. 20 seasons in the NBA, all with the Lakers, fourth leading scorer in NBA history, 33,643 points, 5-time NBA champion, twice finals MVP, 18-time All-Star, 20 years in the league, in the All-Star game, 18 times, 11 times NBA first team, all first team, 9 NBA all defensive first team, 2-time Olympic gold medalist, youngest player in the NBA at the time of his debut in 1996. Kobe was 41.
I, Kobe Bryant, have decided to take my talent. No, I have decided to skip college and take my talent to the NBA.
I grew up a diehard Laker fan. I mean, I knew everything about every player that's ever played here. So to be drafted and then traded to this organization and to spend 20 years here, I mean, you can't write something better than this. All I can do here is just thank you guys. Thank you guys for all the years of support. Thank you guys for all the motivation. Thank you for all the inspiration. And this has been absolutely beautiful, you guys. I can't believe it's come to an end. You guys will always be in my heart. And I sincerely, sincerely appreciate it. No words can describe how I feel about you guys. And thank you from the bottom of my heart. God, I love you guys. And my family, my wife Vanessa, our daughters Natalia and Gianna, you know, thank you guys for all your sacrifice. You know, for all the hours I spent in the gym working and training. And Vanessa, you holding down the family the way that you have. I can't, there's no way that I can thank you enough for that. So, yeah, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And what can I say? Mamba out.
The top five at five.